The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Jack Jacobs. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
So first up this week, some changes could be coming to how the new Diamond District project will be financed. What's being considered?
Yes, so the city is now planning to issue its own bonds to finance the ballpark and infrastructure for the development's first phase. Basically, the city would assume the debt on all of those bonds, meaning it would be responsible for repaying them if the stadium isn't built or the project doesn't pay for itself with tax revenue generated by the development over time. The city wants to issue its own bonds because there are some cost savings involved with that approach. And issuing its own bonds would also ensure a faster turnaround. At least that's the plan, to complete the ballpark by the city's April 2026 target. And previously, Richmond officials had talked about establishing what's called a Community Development Authority, or a CDA, to finance the entire project. A CDA is still on the table as a financing tool for future phases of the project. But basically, we're kind of changing tax a little bit here for this first phase. A CDA is like a special tax district in which the bonds that are issued and tied to a project in that district are paid off over the years by owners of real estate within that area. So slightly different approach there. The change in strategy appears to be revving up a project that's been fairly quiet in the past year. The CDA, as I said, had been talked about before, but the steps to set one up hadn't been completed. Yet the city is aiming to break ground on the new ballpark in June and complete it in time for the 2026 season.
All right. And some changes are also in store for a proposed development in Midlothian. Fill us in on what's happening there.
So in recent days, the developer behind the proposed Midlothian Depot project, which is a mixed-use project that would rise at the intersection of Midlothian Turnpike and Alverser Drive, has filed a zoning request with Chesterfield County to amend the project's original 2022 approval. Central to the project is a grocery store that would anchor it, and these latest plans here show a smaller store that appears to be of a different brand than was originally proposed. A rendering that's dated April of this year shows a grocery store anchor that's referred to as an organic food market. The developer here is SJC Ventures out of Atlanta, and they've declined to comment on the identity of the anticipated grocery anchor, but this firm has in the past done a number of grocery store anchored projects, and most of them are Whole Foods markets locations. Whole Foods did not respond to a request for comment when I asked if they would be anchoring this particular project, so nothing formally confirmed just yet, but definitely a project to watch. Other changes with this project that are on the table here are a proposal to do away with about several hundred apartments that were originally proposed. Now the developer is looking at townhomes, and the project is looking at a price tag of about $80 million to $100 million at this point.
Okay. And downtown, it looks like Kava Club may finally be able to serve the controversial drink we've discussed previously on this segment. Where do they currently stand?
Yes, so here we are, more than a year of legal and regulatory, back and forth. Later, Kava Club looks to finally be on the way to selling its namesake drink, Kava. Basically, the Fan Bar and the Virginia Department of Health have agreed to settle a dispute that had prevented the business from fully opening and serving Kava, which is a non-alcoholic drink that's popular in Polynesia and gives the drinkers feelings of calmness and mild euphoria. The settlement, which was filed in Richmond Circuit Court in late March, clears the way for Kava Club to reapply for an operating permit that would allow it to serve the beverage from its storefront on West Main Street. Kava Club has been trying to become fully operational there since February of 23, but hadn't been able to actually serve Kava due to this dispute with the health department there. They've been serving other types of drinks, mocktails and kombucha in the interim. But yeah, it does appear that the stage is set for Kava Club to really kind of roll out and do what they wanted to do from the jump. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
And finally this week, a West End church is looking to relocate. Who's making the move?
That would be 7th Street Christian Church, which is planning to relocate from its longtime home at 4101 Grove Avenue. The church is looking to sell its land, which definitely caught our eye. That church has been there at the corner of Grove and Malvern since 1950. Its roots go back a bit further to the 1830s when it was Sycamore Christian Church, and spent decades at the corner of East Grace and North 7th Streets, operating out of a building that is now a city parking lot. And now 7th Street's property here spans about 2 acres fronting Grove Avenue and is adjacent to the St. Constantine and Helen Greek Orthodox Cathedral, which hosts the Richmond Greek Festival. And in lieu of listing the property, the church is planning to issue a request for proposals to see who's interested and what they would do with the property. So definitely something to watch. The Reverend Holly Woodruff told my colleague Mike Platania that in the nearly 7 years that she's been with the church, she's received calls with great frequency from folks inquiring about the property. So definitely a piece of land to watch to see what the future might have in store for it.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Jack Jacobs from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.